Hello, Empresses. It is Leslie Tagorda with the June 2022 Origins Cosmic Weather. In June, our theme is Embracing Healthy Masculine. Let's get started. In June, it's a mostly peaceful month, especially after May's turbulence. You survived, reflected, and became so much wiser in May. Now that the dust has settled, it's time to take aligned action. And in Origin, you get to practice embracing the healthy masculine. In May, you practice being due to the intensity of the month. Now it's time to practice strategic masculine doing, yet in a healthy, balanced way. From an astrological perspective, planetary and zodiacal energies are given polarities, traditionally understood as feminine or masculine. Personally, for me, I love using the Chinese or Eastern terms yin and yang to describe these gendered terms. I believe the Western gendered terms no longer include the expanding identity of our current society. To truly understand the healthy masculine or yang energy, it is to analyze it from duality and polarity of divine feminine. For these energies are not separate. They all live on a spectrum and have a relationship to one another. To harness healthy masculine, be aware of healthy divine feminine and unhealthy masculine. And by the way, divine feminine energy has its unhealthy expressions as well. To keep yang a healthy energy is to balance it with the yin energy. This harmony keeps yang energy from overconsumption and yin energy moving forward in flow. You need healthy masculine or yang energy to operate effectively in your work and businesses, to know when to take action, to be confident and assertive, to take courageous risks, to speak and stand up for what's right, to fight the good fight, and to be objective when needed. In the written version of the Cosmic Weather, I've included a little chart that shows the different astro symbols and different processes ruled by the feminine yin perspective as well as the masculine yang perspective. I'll go through a couple of them, but if you want the full details, please head over to the written Cosmic Weather in your library. So from astrology, the symbols, of course, the elements, Earth and water are feminine or yin signs, where air and fire are your masculine or yang signs. Of course, Moon and Venus operating in the feminine and masculine operating with Sun and Mars. In terms of our processes, being would be considered feminine while doing is masculine. Feeling versus thinking, reflective versus reactive, there's so much more. Yin is definitely much more passive, much more open to receiving and remembering and being emotional, whereas masculine is much more assertive and acting out on achieving, strategizing, and being logical. The ultimate traditional planet of masculine energy is Mars. Healthy Mars action is going after what you want, instead of the unhealthy version of taking what you want. It's standing up for what's right versus fighting to fight. It's being self-directed instead of following to uphold. And it's being your best versus competing to dominate. Those four last examples show you the difference between healthy masculine or yang energy versus unhealthy masculine energy. In June, Mars stays in his home sign of Aries, where he's so comfortable and empowered in taking action. And last month in May, Mars amped up the flames a bit with Jupiter, where you felt the heat. So this month you get to integrate, where Mars connects with Chiron, the wounded healer, allowing you to align your work, to move through frustration and anger, to get to the work that brings out your best. That is healthy masculine. In June, you get to look forward to the cosmic weather giving you lots of space, a much less turbulent weather pattern than May, to take aligned action on the work that matters most to you. You've learned so much that it's time to apply it in your strategic day-to-day work. In June, you'll get to see Mercury retrograde, the second one ending in Taurus on June 3rd, Saturn retrograding beginning in Aquarius on June 4th, Mercury re-entering Gemini as it traces its steps forward, and the Sun entering Cancer, igniting the solstice on June 21st, Venus moving into the sign of Gemini on June 22nd, and then lastly, Neptune retrograde begins in Pisces on June 28th. So already our list is so much shorter than it was last month. We of course have our lunations, our second quarter moon in Virgo on June 4th, full moon in Sagittarius on June 14th, our fourth quarter moon in Pisces on June 20th, and our new moon in Cancer on June 28th. We'll get into the aspects for June. And if you need a little bit of a reminder, if you're just kind of trying to remember which days are best for which tasks, I've included the Origin Daily Planetary Pulse in the written version, along with a link, a little tips and cheat sheet on how to read your natal chart so that you can apply some of these transits directly to your natal chart. All right, let's get started. June 3rd, we have Mercury retrograde stations direct at Taurus of 26 degrees. What this means is that Mercury comes to a complete stop before moving forward again. And the question to ask yourself is, what is your renewed clarity? What will you now take action on? Mercury has stepped on the brakes to once again move forward in the sky, the second of our three retrograde cycles in 2022, most likely gave you a case of procrastinations, messages from old acquaintances, and the slowdown you needed to experience the intensities of May's eclipses. What did you get to rethink and see from a fresh perspective during this time? How are you now running more smoothly after this reboot? Mercury will leave its shadow zone on June 16th, and then you'll be fully integrated from this cycle. On June 4th, Saturn retrograde begins at Aquarius of 25 degrees. Saturn retrograde's theme is revisit your systems and accountability. What old rules and systems need breaking? Saturn is officially retrograde and appears to go backwards in the sky from our place on Mother Earth now through mid-October. Over the last few weeks, Saturn, already a slow-moving planet, has basically parked itself on Aquarius of 25 degrees, like for an entire month now. So for those of us that have any natal planets or angles at this mark of Aquarius of 25 degrees, we've already been feeling the energetic squeeze. Saturn is about contraction, limits, and the long haul. Saturn doesn't mean to be strict. Saturn instead teaches us how to turn doubt into focused mastery, obligation into accountability, and skill into expertise and authority. Saturn teaches us to say no and commit to our actions through boundaries. When Saturn is in Aquarius, his second home, something special happens. Instead of building up the structures and containers in which we learn our place in the system to succeed, Saturn breaks the rules he built so that he can live free from social restraints and conditioning that hold you back through shoulds and duty. It's during the Saturn retrograde, which happens once a year for about 4.5 months, that you are given a chance to restructure your personal social obligations to the systems you live and work in. In 2022, as we create social equity, part of this rule breaking of Saturn in Aquarius is building businesses outside the systems of capitalism and patriarchy and to include equitable leadership. The old Capricornian patriarchy and duty is dying. Breaking free can be scary for some, especially those that fear change or hold traditions at all costs. For the rest of us, this is the change we've been waiting for. As Saturn ends the retrograde cycle in October, this energy will be squared off with Uranus, a similar energy that put us on the brink for much of 2021. What have you learned from the extremes of last year that you can dismantle this year? As Saturn retraces his steps for half the year, it is time to reform your systems, responsibilities, and structures in your business. The last few weeks have already brought up the fracture points in your life and work that are easy breaking points. Don't resist. Get curious. On a personal note, Saturn has been sitting on my natal sun and Jupiter for the greater part of this year. This is a big part of my burnout story for the past few months. The Saturn principle of contraction is sitting on my most two expansive energies, my creative source, the sun, and my power of belief, Jupiter. Instead of fighting this burnout, I've created boundaries to work only on what's necessary and not create anything new. Instead, I've been looking at my business that I've built and seeing where I can pare down contraction to focus on my expertise by repurposing great content and streamlining my offers. Saturn isn't always comfortable, but it crystallizes what is important. And I have definitely been learning that this season of Saturn. On June 7th, we have our second quarter moon in Virgo, and it is time to act and ground. For this week, what is one practical step that you will take that stabilizes your work? It's time to take action. Action for Virgo is based on daily practices of health and wellness that grounds you. What change in your grounding and foundational practices have you been avoiding, but know will help you? Today is the day to ignite that one change. Maybe it's starting that morning routine or checking your bank accounts daily. This subtle shift in your daily practice that you know you need to do but haven't yet started will have maximum impact. So take that leap and start it today. Fast forward to June 10th, we have Mercury trining Pluto in retrograde. Your words have power. What can you share that transforms? It is a great day to craft a message with deep meaning. It's a day like today where you have access to deep emotional intelligence and want to share something vulnerable. Now, this isn't for the sake of clickbait or manipulation. Instead, this is about sharing something deep you've overcome in your business that connects you to those that may be going through the same thing you've worked through. Your ideal soul customers. You have the ability to put words to these feelings today and use them to inspire transformation in your soul communities. Your words have power. Mercury will be at Taurus of 28 degrees, trining Pluto at Capricorn of 28 degrees. The next day on June 11th, Venus meets up with Uranus in the sky for a theme of unpredictable abundance breakthroughs. What shakeups in finance and relationships are revolutionizing your world? For a few days leading up to and away from this meeting, Venus, your abundance and relationship energy, and Uranus, your maverick energy, meet up in the sky in Venus's home sign of Taurus. You may get some surprises with your physical resources. Yes, that includes money. Be careful to not judge things as good or bad, for it'd be too soon to say, even if the immediate outcome is a financial hit. When Uranus is involved, its shocks are meant to be quantum leaps to get you onto your next evolution. So if a minor setback gets you to where you're supposed to be, doesn't that sound good? Venus will be at Taurus of 16 degrees, meeting up with Uranus, also at Taurus of 16 degrees. June 13th, Mercury re-enters Gemini, and thoughts are curious and quick. What information will you share to engage? Mercury returns to its home sign of Gemini now through July 12th. While at home in chatty Gemini, Mercury is particularly strong while moving forward, taking care of business through shared ideas, teaching, writing, and all things communication. And after this past Mercury retrograde, Mercury has a few more items on its to-do list, implementing all the clarity it received during the last retrograde cycle. You may have a ton to say and do, but remember, Gemini is at its highest when it is being curious and listening too. That means remember to reflect. Fast forward to June 14th, we have our beautiful full moon in Sagittarius at Sagittarius of 23 degrees. This happens at exactly 4:51 a.m. Pacific, 7:51 a.m. Eastern, where the theme of this full moon in Sagittarius is illuminating true self-appreciation. This full moon invites us to reflect back into the heart of the eclipse cycle of 2020 and 2021. So go back a couple of years when there was a total solar eclipse, a new moon eclipse, at the same degree of Sagittarius. Look back at your calendar, journal, and communications to see what was emerging for you around December 14th, 2020. I'll repeat that again. Look back to your calendar at December 14th of 2020 to see what you were yearning for, because now is the time to celebrate how far you've come. Applaud the ways in which you've created a new paradigm and adopted a new belief system for yourself. Appreciate, meaning give more power and more value to the ways in which you've broken free from a limited and limiting self-concept. At the same time, Mars meets up with Chiron and pokes you to notice anything that remains of your old doubts and fears. It's time to sever any last ties to limiting beliefs that make you overgive, overshare, underprice, or underestimate yourself. With the Sun trine Saturn, it's the perfect time to articulate better boundaries and more self-honoring policies. The full moon will be squaring Neptune and asking you to lean into self-compassion and connection with spirit as you do. Your creative integrity depends on your deep honoring of the interconnectedness of mind, body, and soul. On June 15th, fast forward a couple a day, I'm recording this on Mercury retrograde. As you can probably hear from my confusion, I'm having difficulties getting the words out of my mouth, so thank you for your patience. June 15th, the next day, Mars joins Chiron exactly where the theme for Mars joining up with Chiron, the wounded healer, is take a stand for healing. What wounds will you heal in others that you can't heal in yourself? For a week leading up to and away from this event, hurts, wounds, and resentments are simmering on the surface for us all. It's a potent time where salt can be poured onto wounds just as easily as healing balm can be applied. During this time, you must choose healing over fighting, consent over conflict, honesty over anger. If you don't consciously choose to look at all your old wounds and how you've hurt others, healing cannot happen. If you do choose to take the path of healing, you have tremendous energy available to do great healing for others that you may not be able to do for yourself. This healing, of course, is metaphorical, for there are so many ways to offer healing through your work and your business. How will you be the medicine? It's primarily to choose to not be the poison. Mars and Chiron at Aries of 15 degrees. On June 16th, it is a day to follow the sweetness. What glimmers show you the way? It's an intense emotional day, thanks to the moon cozying up with Pluto with glimmers of sweetness. Today, you need to follow those glimmers. Glimmers are the opposite of triggers. They are fleeting moments when you are sparked by joy, safety, and calm, like a hummingbird that comes across your path or a sunbeam poking through the clouds. Deb Dana, a licensed clinical social worker, coined the term glimmers in relation to calming your nervous system. And in your work, glimmers show you the way to your joyful purpose. Today, focus on these glimmers, pay heed, and follow their sweetness. They will show you your path to your soul's potential and connection with Venus meeting up the North Node today in Taurus and the Sun aspecting transcendent Neptune. So we have two events today on the 16th. We have Sun squaring Neptune. Sun will be at Gemini of 25 degrees, squaring off with Neptune in Pisces of 25 degrees, and Venus joining the North Node at both at Taurus of 22 degrees. This is a special sweet day, so definitely mark this on your calendar, June 16th. Fast forward a couple of days on June 18th, Venus now squares off with Saturn in retrograde, where the theme for this day is fleeting hard feelings. What inner emotions are blocking you? For a few days leading up to and away, you may have fleeting hard feelings, maybe around finances or your physical surroundings. See this as a gift waiting to fuel you. Instead of getting stuck in old stories, get curious about what these hard feelings want you to know about your situation. Saturn wants you to turn doubt into mastery. Venus wants you to connect to the people and resources that allow you to thrive. Is it self-doubt in what you do? What is self-doubt asking you to master? Is it difficulty in relationships? What is that relationship telling you about your own power or boundaries? Is it distrust? What about your own power are you not prioritizing? With a day like today, you get to turn lead into gold in your business if you choose to perceive hard feelings differently. Venus will be at Taurus of 25 degrees, squaring off with Saturn retrograde, still at Aquarius of 25 degrees. Later on that day, Mercury leaves the shadow zone as it crosses that threshold of Gemini of 4 degrees, where it is full speed ahead. What new truths and beliefs will you now communicate? Mercury retrograde ended a few weeks ago, and now Mercury has crossed the point in the sky where it has retraced its steps, now out of the shadow zone. Mercury is now moving forward with your new thoughts and truths that you have recovered during the retrograde cycle. Permission to think quickly on your feet and proceed full speed ahead with your plans and actions. On June 20th, we have our fourth quarter moon at Pisces of 29 degrees, where it's time to relax and flow. What inner consciousness is now aligned to your soul? It's a great day to relax and spend time alone or with spirit. With the Pisces fourth quarter moon, spend some inner reflective time connecting with your soul and spirit. It most likely will be a day with your head in the clouds, like not feeling or thinking clearly, so don't fight it. Simply relax and go with the flow. The last quarter moon phase, remember, is an integration phase in your life and business, a time to cultivate all that you have learned and assess what you want to continue with and what we want to turn back into the earth as nourishment for the seeds you've planted. On June 21st, Venus trines Pluto retrograde, where the theme here is you are magnetic. Who are you attracting? Who do you need to avert? There are powerful attraction powers today. And you could say yes to every invitation, but that would spread you too thin. You're being asked to be selective today to attract only those people and opportunities that will put you on your highest path. You've gotten so much more clear on your priorities and focus that it will likely be easy for you to discern. So notice the no's you need to uphold to let in the most powerful, opportune yeses. Venus at Taurus of 28 degrees, trining Pluto Capricorn at 28 degrees. Later that day, we have, well, actually that morning, both of these things happen in the wee morning. So at 2:14 a.m. on June 21st, 5:14 a.m. Eastern, we have the Sun entering Cancer, which means it is the solstice. Summer solstice for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, winter solstice for those of us in the Southern Hemisphere. And it is the season of inclusion and nurturing. How can you create belonging and sanctuary in your work? As the sun enters cardinal water of Cancer, it signals the summer solstice in the northern hemisphere. The solstice is when the sun is the furthest away from the equator, meaning that those of us in the northern hemisphere have the most sun with the longest days, and those of us in the southern hemisphere have the least sun with the shortest days. To solstice is to stand still. The sun reaches the highest point in the sky and appears to stand still, sparkling. As it is in a cardinal sign, a solstice is the start of a season, a signal that we are now in summer or in winter. Whichever season it is the season to tend to your foundational roots, the system that nourishes your emotional security that allows you to rise. In your personal life, this means tending to your family and self-care, and in your business, this means nourishing your clients to feel included in your safe community. This care, safety, and protection is the route to emotional security that allows for healing and growth to happen. Happiest of solar returns to all the Cancerian Empresses as you feel a sense of renewal this month. On June 22nd, Venus enters Gemini, where Venus in Gemini is connect over shared interests and dialogue. What connections can you make with those with whom you can chat endlessly? Now through June 3rd, Venus, our connection to the people and resources we need to succeed, is gliding through social Gemini, where she wants to connect with others through intellect, engaging dialogue, and shared ideas. When Venus is in Gemini, your values scatter a bit as everything holds interest and life is so fascinating. This isn't the time to commit to any single relationship or interest. Instead, use this energy to meet new people over shared interests, join or start a writing group or a book club. Let your mind take the lead with connecting you to the right people and resources you need. Oh, and if you've had a hard time connecting over social media or feeling blocks within your communications, Venus is here to send you some love in this area. On June 28th, this is a big day, we end June with a bang as three energies are exacting today. We start in the wee morning with Neptune stepping on the brakes to reverse for its annual retrograde. It'll be joining Saturn and Pluto already in retrograde. Then the Sun squares off with Jupiter, igniting new possibilities in perfect timing for our new moon later that evening, an event that will amplify these new possibilities into ripe intentions. So first, Neptune steps on the brakes and retrogrades at Pisces of 25 degrees. Reimagine with spirit. Now through December 3rd of 2022, Neptune does its annual retrograde, which you will feel only on the most subtle level. All because Neptune is at its closest to Earth when in retrograde, so you may feel this Neptune process at a deeper level. Feeling Neptune is elusive in of itself, as Neptune is the great transcender and blender of feelings so that you can feel interconnected with all at a soul level. And that goes especially true for those of us with Neptune retrograde in our natal charts. Dream activity could be at a high, and everything Neptune represents, soul work, soul healing, soul purpose, faith, vision, dream work, comes into refocus. Later on that evening, the Sun squares off with Jupiter, where this theme is your potent purpose ignites. What are your dreams or inspirational downloads envisioning for you? Can you allow yourself to feel into this huge and expansive energy? Your creativity can be set ablaze with this visionary energy. As a Sun, your creative vitality, and Jupiter, your expansive beliefs, square off in the sky, you are ready to fly high. Channel this energy into creative pursuits, even if the energy feels untamable, for you can edit later. Be aware that this energy can flow into feeling overly generous. Be aware of what you agree to so that you don't regret it later. However you channel this energy, enjoy and share it with others to help up your enthusiasm. The Sun will be at Cancer of 7 degrees, squaring off Jupiter at Aries of 7 degrees. And later that day, the sun meets up with the moon for our new moon in Cancer at 7 degrees. This happens at exactly 7:02 p.m. Pacific, 10:02 p.m. Eastern. This is a powerful new moon that asks you to take full response ability for your circles of belonging. The moon is at home in Cancer, fully attuned to the interconnectedness of all. A square to Jupiter in Aries ups the cardinal energy of this moon. It's time to move forward by taking potent action that helps you to feel a greater sense of belonging at home, in your work, and in the world. This potent action must honor and protect what's true for you. This may involve taking a stand, drawing and holding a boundary, and choosing a side. Remember that you co-create the circles in which you love and work, and you always have the power to draw them in ways that honor your truth and integrity. With supercharged Mars in Aries, squaring Pluto in Capricorn, there's definitely an edge to this Cancer moon. Tread carefully and choose your co-creators wisely. Rather than becoming entangled in power struggles, channel the assertive and deeply transformative aspects of this lunation into the self-honoring moves you know you need to make. As a celestial, being yourself, you always belong here. It's time to claim your belonging by turning toward the friends, lovers, partners, clients, and communities that honor your whole beautiful human self, and away from any that can't or don't. All right, Empresses, I hope you have a beautiful June. May you embrace the healthy masculine in your work and get things done while being self-directed.